Good afternoon, Dr. Schmidt. Indicating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report on Charles Harris. This goes to Dr. Holland. On 3/31/22, Mr. Harris performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced capacity was minimally impaired. And there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/15/21, there's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on James Lee Jr. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 3/31/22, Mr. Lee performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. New paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on John Green. This goes to the VA. On 3/31/22, Mr. Green performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 92% period. After walking 361 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 97% period. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Larry Roney, R-H-O-N-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Ben Reese. On 3/31/22, Mr. Roney performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there's a severe impairment in flow rates. Period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/9/21, there's been no significant change, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, 6-minute walk test on Joyce Grizzetti. On 3/31/22, Mrs. Grizzetti performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 94% period. After walking 175 meters, her saturation dropped to 85% and the test was terminated at 5 minutes and 25 seconds period. New paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with a demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on James Hugart, H-U-G-H-A-R-T. This goes to Dr. Gauthier. On 3/31/22, Mr. Hugart performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity is minimally impaired. There's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Edward Grunberg, G-R-U-E-N-B-E-R-G. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 3/31/22, Mr. Grunberg performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction, no bronchial reactivity, period. New paragraph impression, normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on Roy Fowler, F-O-W-L-E-R. This goes to the VA. On 3/31/22, Mr. Fowler performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 90%, period. After walking 199 meters in 6 minutes, saturation fell to 87%, period. New paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Next is a Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Roy Fowler. This goes to the VA on 3/31/22. Mr. Fowler performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe degree, impairment in flow rates. Period. The air velocity index was less than one. Period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Marcel, M-A-R-C-E-L-L-E, Mullen. This goes to Dr. Sheck. On 3/31/22, Mrs. Mullen performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was no significant airways obstruction, period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators of significance, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/24/21, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, normal study. Next is a 6-minute walk test on James Price Sr. This goes to Dr. Sarah Ward. On 3/31/22, Mr. Price performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 97 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 97%, period. To paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.